Always pilot.
I need a mirror. I need a mirror.
Here you go. Here's a mirror.
I need a mirror.
Look at this mirror.
No. Oh, my penis is much bigger. I'm actually okay with this. Never mind. Never mind. No problem. Bye.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast out there that is willing to ask the question in the face of danger, can we add Arnie to any movie?
Hello, Alan Oldworth.
Hello, Corey Sutton.
And you know what? We've had many cease and desist from the Schwarzenegger estate.
No, I don't think that's true because I don't think he knows we exist.
No, that's true. I was just trying to drum up kind of drama.
Yeah, okay. So that I apologize.
Anyone from the Daily Mail listens to this podcast, they go, oh my gosh, these guys are being sued by the Schwarzenegger estate?
No. Sorry, let me just go back. We are being sued by the Schwarzenegger estate. That's improv, baby. Yes, and.
Yeah. And you know what? We're taking the fight to them because too long has Hollywood trampled on the little guy.
Absolutely. And Arnie is no little guy, which is why we like to add him to as many movies as possible. I guess the movie today is an absolute classic, 1997, Face Off.
Film that I've only seen for the first time in the last 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I grew up watching this movie. It was one of the few VHS tapes that I had. I had a big, massive Blockbuster X rental one of it as well, so she was thick.
That is a... We're going back in time for
right
a Blockbuster.
Back. Yeah, man.
For
I
all
loved
you
it.
Kids listening, Blockbuster, it used to be a place you'd rent videotapes.
Yeah. Well, I did, and I owned it, and I watched it over and over and over again. It was cool. And this is going to blow your mind, Corey Sutton. Face Off on Rotten Tomatoes, are you ready for the scores?
Now, in my heart, I would expect it to be poor, but I feel like it's such an original idea, it's kind of action-y, people would go for it.
Yeah. Critics, 93%.
Critics gave it 93%.
Audience, 82%. Alan, 100%.
Wow. It is peak 90s, isn't it?
It is
film.
Peak 90s. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. You know what? You read the synopsis. Let's get into it.
I just have to say, I just realized my first experience with this was not 24 hours ago. It was on TV1
where it belonged.
Like what? It would have been like in the early 2000s.
Now, if we're going to talk about the youngins, TV1 was where they showed all the old things.
Yeah, like the Nash, Nanny. The Nanny, Frasier, Seinfeld.
Yep.
And the only thing I remember was the carousel scene.
Oh, yeah, with his son gets shot.
Yeah.
Brutal.
And then I think my parents must have turned it off. I'm like, that's too reckless and nightmarish for you. And I peed my pants.
Wouldn't get in a carousel ever again. I'm going to get shot.
I have a tragic fear of carousels.
I got a fear of Nicolas Cage. and that was from the same movie.
We're going to overcome that.
Well, let's hope so. So please give me the synopsis, Corey.
Okay, here we go. In the 1997 action thriller Face Off, FBI Special Agent Sean Archer, played by John Travolta, undergoes an experimental face transplant surgery to assume the identity of terrorist Castor Troy, played by Nicolas Cage, in order to thwart a major terrorist attack. However, Troy awakens from a coma and forces the same surgery on himself, taking on Archer's identity. The two men, now trapped in each other's lives, engage in a high-stakes cat-and-mouse game as they navigate personal and professional chaos. They must confront their own demons to survive and restore their true identities.
That's it. They each want to be back to themselves.
They certainly do.
It's a wild ride. I love the movie. It's a classic action. John Travolta's fantastic. Nicolas Cage is even better. Nicolas Cage is an evil bastard in this movie.
He is. I found that quite off-putting in a way because I don't recall the last time I ever watched Nicolas Cage in an evil role.
Yeah, he was super evil. Like, he was just like, he's got golden guns. He's forcing women to suck his tongue.
It kills a bunch of women as well, actually.
Yeah.
And men.
Gropes children.
Yeah.
Well, she's almost a child.
Sadistic little bastard.
He's a gross character. However, where does Arnie fit into this one?
Well, before we do that, shall I draw a character from
I'm so sorry. A thousand apologies. Please draw the character. These are the suggestions, by the way, that you've sent in to us, and we're going to try and seamlessly put them into this at some random point. Corey is making a selection right now.
Here we go, baby. I've got one in my hand.
Come on, Alan Oldworth. That's me.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, well, no. Our voices are going to get a workout this episode.
I am going to have no voice by the end of this week. Nicolas Cage, Arnie, and Macho Man. I will need a week off after this.
Yeah. Cream to the crop, baby. Cream to the crop. Ooh, yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Let's kick it off. If we're going to add Arnie anywhere, it's that opening scene where we see Nicolas Cage. He's on the private jet. We've got the secret agent pretending to be the flight attendant on that same flight. Yep. I want Arnie in the scene randomly as the pilot.
Of the plane.
Absolutely. So right before it all goes to chaos, I just want Arnie interacting with a Nicolas Cage on the plane.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Yeah, just gone to LA, doing a bit of illegal stuff, ready to make some money.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Captain Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
We will be taking off and...
Yeah, Captain, we don't care back here. Let's get the drinks a flowing.
No, we care. We care.
Wait, you can hear me? Oh, wow. I mean, it is a small jet after all. Wish I had more money to make a bigger jet, but that's okay. It's fine.
Before we even begin to taxi, we need to go through some of the emergency procedures.
Okay, boring.
No, it's not boring.
You can tell this while I'm going to talk to the flight attendant for like half a square. So 1 second, 1 moment. Okay. Hey, flight attendant. How you doing, lady?
Hello there.
Hey.
What's your name?
Couldn't help it. Oh, you know who I am. I'm infamous as hell.
You are Caster Troy.
I'm Caster
Troy.
It's so
good to meet you.
What can I say? So, I've been pretty busy this morning. What did you do before you came to work today?
Well, I went to the office.
Yeah.
And I got my secret idea. I had breakfast.
I had a busy morning, too. I wasn't really listening to you because I got my own thing I want to talk about. So, you know what I did? I went to a church and put a bomb in it and set it the timer for like months ahead. Oh, I'm crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your captain speaking again.
Oh, God, this guy. I swear to God.
I just wanted to tell you,
Jesus,
we won't be serving in-flight service this flight.
Sorry, what was that? What did he say?
He said, honey, they're not going to be doing in-flight service. They're no meals.
That's not good for me. I'm on air, drink, man.
Have you got a hankering, honey?
Yeah, I need a whiskey. I need a tequila.
Ladies and gentlemen, we also won't be serving any food.
Oh, God damn it. I'm hungry as hell. Hey, dog. Hey.
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 No one is allowed to enter.
Hey, I'm a special exception, okay? Now, I just want to know, when are we going to be leaving? Because I got things to do, okay? And I'm hungry, and I'm not going to need food, and I need a drink.
Okay,
God,
listen here, flyboy.
What do you call me? What did you call me?
I called you Flyboy.
I'm crazy. I'm Caster Troy.
I can see.
I'm crazy. Look at these eyes.
Okay.
Snake eyes. Movie I was in. Yeah.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to calm down.
Yeah.
Now, if you let me reach to the glove compartment.
Okay.
If you open this up, there's some peanuts.
I'm deathly allergic. Deathly allergic. I will not be having any peanuts on this plane. That's it. Give me my golden guns.
No, there's
no need. Give me the golden guns.
No, honey, there's no need for guns.
No. We
no guns.
The guns.
No
I'll
guns.
Boosh! I'll fly my whole damn plane.
You made me accidentally move the throttle.
Who's this talking now? Is this the coke
captain?
Sorry,
I had...
it's kind of hard to talk with a bullet in your throat. I get it. We've all been there. Okay.
Now, honey.
Now, where's that flight attendant? I need her to suck on my tongue. Because she's like a peach. And I'm going to eat a peach for her horse.
You know, like that scene comes up constantly.
It
they
does.
Play when they're trying to get like the voice converted thing. And they like just play over and over again. Nick Cage going, a peach. I can eat a peach for her horse. That definitely stayed with me as a child in all the wrong ways.
He was a pretty messed up individual.
Absolutely. Any particular scenes that ring out to you when you think about this movie, Face Off?
Absolutely. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie is kind of like a pun. Not only are they having a face-off together.
Correct.
Their face is literally being taken off.
Oh, my God. I just got it.
Which I feel reduces the weight and the significance of a movie title if it's a pun. But that's just me.
No, I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
I think it's great. I think it's a double entendre.
I hate double entendres in movie
How
puns.
How dare you?
Anyway, what I would think is that I would love to see Arnie as the surgeon.
Okay.
Explaining the procedure to John Travolta.
All right.
Or should I say Sean Archer.
Absolutely. Which, by the way, great action movie name. Sean Archer.
Sean Archer.
I
great
love that.
Archer.
It's such a good name. Yeah, I'd love to. And I do love how such a very important procedure, a lot of integral parts of removing a face, attaching it, but yet somehow they manage to do everything. They change everything, the body type, the nipples, everything. And they just kind of gloss over that and focus more, mainly on the face.
In less than 24 hours as well.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround.
I had such a laugh at the fact that all it took was just a laser that went around their face.
And then they just get one and done.
And they don't need to, like, because the face isn't attached anywhere else.
No, of course not.
Except the edges.
Yeah, it just peels off. Yep, it's face off, baby. That's face off. Okay.
Ah, geez, doctor.
Hey, Sean Archer.
It's me, Sean Archer.
No, I'm aware who you are. Look,
I don't really know what John Travolta sounds like.
Nobody does. This is a very serious situation you're getting yourself into, of course. You're going to go undercover, and you're going to play Castor Troy. Now we've kept him alive, which I know is heartbreaking for you, because you hate this man.
You know he killed my son?
He killed your son, I know.
I was on a carousel.
I don't go on
carousels anymore.
No, Corey's parents wouldn't let you, but we need to talk about this, because you want to go under a procedure right now. It's a very serious procedure, where we're going to take Castor Troy's face off. Then we're going to take your face off, switch him around.
It's like some kind of, off face.
Yeah, maybe. If this was ever a movie, I'd call it off face. Makes sense to me. So I'm just looking here. I just want to go
through
a couple
of details.
Hold
on, I'm going to write that down in my movie idea notepad.
Oh, well, that's the thing. You can't have any of your personal belongings on you, because after we change all this.
Off face.
You have to consume the identity of Castor Troy. Nobody knows him better than you.
That's true.
That's why we're doing this.
He killed my son.
Yeah. No, you keep mentioning it, and I feel like you haven't quite got over it yet, but it's coming. So, like, obviously, the job, we're going to turn you into Custard Troy. Blah, blah, blah. That's easy. My scientist friends are all ready to go. This is what we do. But when we bring you back, we can make any changes. If there's anything you want to change.
Any change?
Well, you got a dodgy knee. We could fix that. You see how easy we lift off faces? One little laser round. Boom, gone.
What do we do about, like, you know, if I got a little problem?
A little problem, like your knees? Yeah, we can fix them easy peasy. Little knee reconstruction surgery.
Think littler.
Like your little toes. Geez. You don't like the way your toes look? I get it. Hey, I've been there, man. I've been there. It's embarrassing. We can fix up a little dodgy little pinky toe.
No,
easy.
I mean a bit bigger than a toe, a little smaller than a knee.
Okay, your fingers. I think there's no other really things to talk about,
I'm
right?
I'm going to be candid with you, Doc.
Okay.
I'm talking about my penis.
I'm writing this down. So the penis, what do you want to do about the penis? Because we are going to give you Castor Troy's penis for a while. And I got to be honest, that thing is filthy. We looked at it before we did the operation.
Can I have a look at it?
I wouldn't.
But I mean, I'm going to be looking at it at some point.
Yeah, you're right.
It makes sense if I could have a pre-look.
To be honest, enjoy the surprise. It is a lot bigger than yours, but it is riddled with gonorrhea. Riddled. Absolutely. We could fix that, but we won't. So I'm just making a note here, penis ? So we know to ask about it, you know? So that way, if I'm busy, if I'm on holiday or something, someone can come in, read my notes and go, oh, got a question, the penis.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to go bigger, how much bigger do you want to go? Because I'm looking at your penis now. It's not bad. It's not great. It's not bad.
I mean, it's, you know, bigger is better. That's what they say.
But you say that, but you don't want it too big. You don't want to scare anyone off it, you know?
I mean, it's only my wife.
Yeah, that's the point. You're married. You don't need a bigger penis. I'm going to cross out the question mark. It won't be in this show. Or you want me to leave it there?
Could you leave it there just in case, you know?
Just in case.
I just don't know.
Okay. I'm going to leave the penis with a question mark next to it. Hairline, you want to work with it? Because I notice it's receding a little bit. Are you okay with this?
I wouldn't mind like a bit more hair. Yep, what about a quiff? So it's a bit greasy as well. You see all this grease in my hair?
Well, it is.
And I'd know a little thing, a bit or two about grease.
Yeah, well, you certainly would. I don't get it, but I'm writing that. I'm writing Greece with a question mark next to it as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all good for me.
What happens with my voice? What do we do with my voice?
Let me play you some audio here. So this is Castor Troy. Peach.
Oh, geez. That kind of sounds like you, Doc.
That was me.
Did you play a recording of yourself?
That was me doing a practice run of it. I've forgotten how he sounds. Let me get the right tape, okay?
Peach. I could eat a peach for hours.
That's him, all right,
that's
Doc.
That's the one. Now watch this.
Just hearing his voice makes my blood boil.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I've been listening to this on loop for 14 hours straight, and that's why it messes with me so hard. The only bit of audio we managed to get from him, despite years of investigating, is this one 2-second clip of him talking about peaches.
Can I hear it again?
If you must.
Peach, I could eat a peach for hours.
Just that last.
Peach, I could eat a peach for hours.
Oh, no, I don't like... I don't want to listen to it anymore. It's upsetting me. Okay, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, and by the way, I know what you're thinking. What if the hypothetical Castor Troy wakes up from this coma he's been in for so long and tries to deal with a bunch of stuff, the faces and the swapping and that sort of thing? Yeah, don't worry about it.
I wanted to ask you
about
that.
It's never going to happen.
I mean, what is the percentage? Is it dark? You know you kind of have to have all these things.
It's like an 80% chance of it totally not happening.
So that means there's like a 20%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no mathematician, but that's what
those odds are really high, Doc.
Yeah, I don't think they are, really. I think he's fine.
Come on.
He's like a vegetable. He doesn't even do anything. Hey, what are you doing, Castor Troy? Page for all.
Doc, is he meant to be saying that while he's dying?
Oh, don't worry about it. He's not dying. He's fine. He's fine. You're ready to go with this? Come on.
Can I have a look at that penis quickly?
Yeah, have a quick look at it. It's riddled with gonorrhea. I thought you
had it. Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's big.
Do I have to have it?
You gotta have it. It's a big penis, but it's big. It's big.
Put me under. I'm ready to go. Count to three.
I think that scene works.
I think it does.
I think it works perfectly. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't want to spread rumors, but it turns out Nicolas Cage has got a much bigger penis than John Travolta. Heard it here first.
That will absolutely be picked up by the tabloids for all the Daily Mail listeners. And we have verified footage.
I do love the idea of Arnie being the John Travolta character. You know how he has that freak out moment when he first is changed to Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
And he's just like, he can't handle the fact that he's like, you know, the person that killed his son. He's become him. So he's looking in the mirror.
It's like a spin out for him.
So that moment where it's revealed. What is this? What is this nose? I need a mirror. I need a mirror.
There you go. Here's a mirror.
I need a mirror.
No! Look at this mirror.
No.
Okay. Now, see.
No!
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
No. My scar is gone. Oh no. No.
No. No. No. Your scar is not gone.
Oh no. No. I'm gonna puke.
Sean.
I'm gonna puke.
Archer. Here's a bucket.
Oh, my penis is much bigger. I'm actually okay with this. Never mind. Never mind. No problem. I'll see you on the other side. Bye. It's a quick scene, but
it's
like it.
Quick scene.
It's a quick one, but I'd like to see it. What did you think, actually? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Of the random jail that Castor Troy's on.
With the magnetic boots.
Magnetic boots. It's in the middle of the ocean, so no one can escape. It felt like its own storyline within the Face-Off movie, right?
It felt really bizarre.
It did. It felt like this weird kind of sci-fi. Like, I was like, is this the movie? Like, is this its own movie? Like, should I know about this world prior to this movie?
I was a little bit spun out because, like you said, it feels like we've gone from one movie to another.
It really does.
Yeah, there was a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger actually did, which he was alongside Sylvester Stallone on a prison offshore on a boat.
The Rock, I've seen it.
What? No.
No, that was me, Sean Connery. And Nicolas Cage!
I'll have about 2 days. No,
I'm just a naive guy trying to stop a bomb. I do remember that movie. I have no idea what the one you're talking about, but...
Yeah, and it had a very similar vibe to that, where they're in prison, you start a fight, you get out.
That's exactly how it does
it. But it was
it.
The boots that really threw me.
Yeah, these metal boots that had to get like demagnetized if they wanted to escape. Yeah. But there's the famous moment when they meet each other, and then, of course, Nicolas Cage is like, yeah, it's like your face, only better. Which I absolutely love, but I want to see that confrontation right now. I think Arnie is John Travolta.
Yeah,
safe to say.
Sure.
Nick Cage meeting John Travolta. I think it's very cool. All right, here we go.
Guards, thank you for bringing me in here. It's very hard to me to move my feet, though. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Okay, so you left me alone now. What's that? Oh, the door is opening over there.
Oh, yo-ho.
Oh, no.
Hey!
You son of a bitch! What have you done? You've taken my face!
I just realized that I'm actually meant to be John Travolta here. Technically, if you're the good guy. Oh, man, it's John Travolta! No, I'm going to stick with Nick Cage voice. It just works better. Hey, how you going there, pal?
Oh, I got a stitch, hold on.
Of course you do. You're stuck in this weird prison with metal boots. Totally sounds bizarre. I just want to let you know that now that I'm out and about doing my thing, I'm going to be hanging around with your family.
No, you won't.
You know...
What do you mean?
Your wife looks very unhappy.
How dare you talk about my wife, Dr. Eve Archer?
When was the last time you guys got it on?
Okay, so there's a story behind that.
I'll tell you when. Last night!
What do you mean?
It was me and my tiny penis. We got it on beautifully, baby!
Oh, you can't go anywhere. Your metal boots holding you back. Oh,
I've been spending years trying to make that work.
Yeah, well, I made it work, all right.
Ever since you killed my son.
Yeah, I
killed him. I lost the drive.
I killed the hell out of him.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again. I'm crazy.
You can't do it again. I've only got one son and
he's
dead.
Well, you got a daughter.
You wouldn't.
She's pretty hot.
Don't you talk about my daughter like that, especially with my face.
Yeah, well, that makes it weird, but it's all good.
I don't like you.
No, I don't blame you. I gotta be real. I don't like myself. I'm a weird, evil man who's got a bomb in a random church, and it's gonna go off at some point. Oh.
I will get out of here.
So, I guess I better get going.
No.
Leave you to it. Anyone you want to introduce me in? Any prisoners that I should be watching out for as I leave?
No.
What do you introduce them to me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me think. No, there is one.
Cream of the crop.
His name is... Macho Man Randy Savage. I met him here. Macho. Could you tell Caster Troy how you came to be here with me?
Ooh, I don't know what happened to me. One moment I was out there jumping off the top rope. Then all of a sudden I close my eyes and I'm here. Ooh, yeah.
You see, Caster Troy.
See, you got to worry about one thing when you're inside the prison. And that's worrying about all the little bitsy spiders coming out to try and get you.
He's right. There's a lot of spiders here.
But no one's going to come and get you when they don't know that you exist anymore in this futuristic prison world. Ooh, yeah.
There's a couple of people here who think they don't exist anymore.
This guy's freaking me out, man.
He's a bit freaky, but we really got it on.
I'm really weird. I feel like you're taking too many liberties on this movie and I know what's happening. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, Macho.
He says that a lot.
It's been great to have you here, Macho.
And on his own man, cream to the crap.
So, he talked a lot about cream. So, I'm going to get you to leave now.
Okay.
Caster, I don't know why I introduced you to him.
Sorry about that. I'm going to get going. Oh, yeah. This door clunk, 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 clunk. Okay, I know we've got a lot going on with the whole killing the kid and me banging your wife, but that guy's nuts. We can't agree with that, right? But I know you're going to befriend him, and he's going to help you get out of prison later. And I respect it, but I am going to get going now, okay?
Can I
need you to look at me and say it's okay.
I just want you to know one thing.
What is it? I'm listening. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Ooh, yeah, I forgot my notebook. Can I just get my notebook for half a minute? I'm so sorry to interrupt. It looks like you guys are having a real moment.
Macho!
Yeah?
I'm having a private moment.
Ooh, yeah.
With Caster Troy.
I'm sorry about that.
I need you to go. Later on, we'll meet in the mess hall.
Clunk,
no, he didn't let me finish.
Clunk, clunk.
What I was trying to say to you. Just as a last parting kind of bob.
Yeah,
comment.
Before I go home and bang your wife again. Yeah, sure.
Just so you know. I've got your penis.
What?
And I've been...
Can I just see it one more time? Show me my penis.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction of seeing...
It's itchy, right? It's really itchy. That's my penis, all right. Just show me it. It's not weird. Prison guards, turn around. Just a moment, please. Please! Please show me it! I'm begging you, man.
Okay.
It's the only thing I ever loved.
Just show me it!
I miss every detail. I close my eyes. I can still see it. Look at this little thing I got.
I know. I want that back.
It doesn't affect my walk at all. So little. Show me my dong!
If you just let me compose myself.
Okay, please. Please.
With a little bit of silence.
Okay. I just see it? Sorry, you were saying something? I just want to say it. Please!
Isn't it amusing that we've actually found a bit of common ground together?
We've got nothing in common. Yours is so small.
No, but we've both got common ground of having your penis at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
Riddled.
If you're going to play that game, your wife's included in the same mix.
Okay, here you go. Have a look.
Oh, I missed you, baby. I missed you so bad.
And that's it.
Oh, man!
I just want you to know...
What?
That everyone else in this prison has seen it.
Oh, wow. Well, I had been here before.
And
yeah.
I had a reputation.
How do you think
I mean.
Got the gonorrhea?
That's what I mean. I wasn't showing anybody. I just would walk by and they'd go, hey, nice appendage.
Yeah, well...
I've seen it before.
It's very nice. Everyone enjoys looking at it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you later. Enjoy the prison. See ya. Enjoy your magnetic boots. Bye. I'll see you, Macho, as well. Ooh, goodbye. See you later. Yeah.
Wow, who would know that Nicolas Cage cares so much about his penis?
Well, that went so many different places.
But then it kind of also just one place, really.
Yeah.
Right
downstairs.
Around, downstairs. Exactly.
Is there a final scene that we need to wrap this up with?
I don't know. Is there? I feel like there must be. One painfully obvious one.
It's one of two. It's either the church shootout, where they have like a really comical...
classic John Woo flying dub in slow motion.
Yeah, but also comical Mexican standoff, because it starts out with just John Travolta and Nick Cage, and the wife gets involved.
And the daughter's there randomly. And then the wife.
And then the other wife, and then the bodyguard, and everyone's pointing guns at everybody.
I love that. I love it so much. But I like the scene where John Travolta's voice box gets damaged. So all of a sudden they're both sounding like Nick Cage.
That's right.
But say we put Arnie in that situation, so that all of a sudden there's two potential Arnies. As the shootout has gone all across the water, they've now crashed a speedboat, and the daughter's about to be held hostage as they're trying to figure it out, and the daughter's going to have a gun and have to figure out which one she's going to shoot. That's the scene I want to add Arnie to.
Honey, it's me.
Hey, it's me, honey. Please, baby girl, please, you gotta believe me.
Dad, you both sound the same.
I don't know what to tell you. Look, listen to your heart. Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to your heart. Listen to the voice.
Listen to me. I'm innocent. I am 100% innocent. You gotta believe me. I love you, baby girl. Please don't shoot me. Please.
Baby girl, would I ever call you baby girl?
Baby girl, please. I always call you baby girl.
He's putting it on too hard. No, we never had that. We didn't do that.
This is the right amount of me putting it on right now. Put, honey, with the gun, please.
Okay.
Put
the gun down. Hold on.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to do a repeat after me.
Okay.
And that will determine who's the real voice and who's my real dad.
Honey, well, why are we doing this? Just shoot the imposter or put the gun down.
Yeah, do we need to do this? This guy's a joke.
He's the jerk, not
me. He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. He killed your brother, remember?
He killed my son.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about this. He killed my son.
Enough!
Okay.
Like I said, repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Yeah, I do. Any other instructions for me, lady? I mean, daughter? The best part about this is we don't know which one's which either.
I'm starting to suspect that one because he called me lady, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, let me share a memory that only you and I can...
Okay, that's a better idea.
Yeah, that's a way better idea,
so
right?
You both share a memory.
Yeah.
And then...
And you figure out who is your actual
proper dad. And I'll figure out which one was the real memory.
Yeah. Okay, so my memory is, do you remember when I spoke to the scientist about getting my face changed? No, you weren't there. That's a terrible memory. I'm so sorry. No.
Daddy, if it's really you, you're not doing a very good job.
No, I'm sorry. It's the only thing on my mind because the penis, and he put a question mark, and I was really...
What do you mean, penis, Daddy?
Don't worry about that. I'm mind about that, okay?
Honey, that's a good idea. Have you seen his penis?
No.
Actually, that's a little weird.
It's weird. She's my daughter, for God's sakes.
Forget I ever said penis, darling.
Honey, he's the imposter.
No.
All right, what's your memory that you want to share with the daughter?
Oh, come on. Don't you remember, darling, when we went away? We had a beautiful time. It was a family holiday. We went to Disneyland. We rolled Space Mountain together.
That was my memory too, ditto. So we both had
the same memory. Don't you steal my memory.
No, I'm not stealing, it's my memory.
And then we jumped on the Casey Jones Jr., the roller coaster.
I don't remember that bit of it, actually.
It went up and it went down, and then it closed down because it derailed, and it cut another person in half.
What a terrible memory to bring up. I hope she doesn't remember that for the sake of my child.
Daddy, I do actually remember that.
Oh, no.
It was in the news everywhere. Casey Jones, they bought it all up. You couldn't.
Yeah.
And a person got chopped in half because it derailed.
I remember it was bad. But then afterwards, we hopped on the carousel.
Okay, that's one memory. But I got a memory to share as well. Do you remember when I was in prison and I had magnetic boots and I made friends with a man called Macho Man? Do you remember that?
Daddy, I was never in prison.
Oh, that's right. I'm not very good at this. Can I ring up someone? Is that okay?
Okay, you can ring someone
up. Toss me my cell phone, please. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Hey, can you vouch for me? I'm trying to tell my daughter that I'm the real one.
You got a daughter and you need me to vouch. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna put you on speaker now, so vouch for me. Thank you.
Hey, it's me, Macho Man Randy Savage, from the prison in the ocean. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a real place. I didn't realize it was going to be a real place. Well, okay.
See, you're a real person.
I hear that you need me to vouch for your Papa Bear.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out which one's real. I got a gun pointed at both of them.
Well, have you thought about asking them what their best memory of you is?
Yeah, ooh, yeah, that's what we're doing right now. And my dad keeps talking about things that he said when I wasn't there, so it doesn't really make sense to me.
Have you ever thought about the man that was talking about the things that wasn't there is not your real dad? Ooh, yeah. See, the truth, the cream, I like to call. I call the truth the cream.
Oh, no, out of phone credit. Damn the 90s. Damn it to hell.
I'm really annoyed that that phone cut out because I thought he was kind of the key to the answer when he said the truth is like cream.
Well, how do you think I feel right now? I mean, yeah, wow. Well, I guess you got to shoot one of us.
Well, no, honey, wait. My phone, it's vibrating.
Oh, no.
Let me get it out of the pocket.
Okay.
And let me answer it.
I wonder who this is going to be.
Hello?
Ooh, yeah. I don't know what happened with the other line, but I thought I'd call you back. Ooh, yeah.
Randy, yeah. It's me.
Is the daughter still there?
She
ooh,
is.
Yeah. Hey, little daughter, you need to make a decision right now. My recommendation would be follow your heart.
Hold on. Before you go.
Ooh, yeah.
I've just got a question. Ooh. How is it that the call you rang on the other guy, but then when you rang back, that you rang the other dad? So you've rung both my dads.
Oh, that's very simple to figure out. To be honest with you, it's because I'm friends with both your dads. Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like you have the answer to what I need.
Call ended.
That's a shame. I feel like he was going to really go on a good tangent and explain the whole situation there.
Oh, well.
It would have cleared one of us. Probably me.
Probably me, darling.
Yeah, probably him. Probably. You know what? I got to be honest. I'm not really your father.
See? I told you.
So, do I shoot you?
Yeah, but just before you do, please, and I'm looking at you, please return my penis. It's all I ask.
Oh, you want your penis back?
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to die, I had a sinister plot. You managed to save the day. Congratulations. You get the family. I did have sex with your wife. Want to mention that one?
Okay.
The end, please.
Would you like to do a... We'll go surgery. We'll do a swap.
Yeah.
We'll give you 24 hours with it.
Yeah, please.
And then
I die.
You turn yourself in.
And then I die.
And you die.
Yeah, as long as I get my penis back, it's all I ask for. I miss it so much.
I think this is a really good compromise.
Yeah, I agree.
Honey, you okay with that?
I don't care.
Well, there you go. Can we add Arnie to face off? It appears we can.
Oh, man. Is your voice in pain?
Oh, very much so, sir.
Between Cage and Macho Man, that's a very hard
blood.
Thing to do.
I taste blood.
That's all right.
We'll and this is out. The sacrifice we're willing to make for you.
Yeah.
But what sacrifice are you willing to make for us, Corey?
That's the question that I would put to all listeners.
Yeah.
And I would say, how about the sacrifice you make is write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Big sacrifice.
Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Please.
Follow us and like us on Instagram and TikTok, or join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group.
Yeah, there you can make your recommendations on characters you would like to see randomly added to the podcast. I think we all would like to see some more random characters added. As much a man was a hoot.
It was great.
Thank you for listening to Can We Add Arnie. Till next time.
Bye.
Yeah.